This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigner Bills 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provision to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities and building foundation for research and development and manufacturing among others. The Home Minister said, India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants and it has been sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity. The parliamentary approval for the Union Budget 2025-26 was completed yesterday with the Rajya Sabha returning the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation Bill 2025 to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Within this budgetary exercise for 2025-26 has been completed, the Lok Sabha cleared the Finance Bill 2025 on Tuesday. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposal of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in the House on the Finance Bill 2025 and Appropriation Bill 2025, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the purpose of Finance Bill 2025 is to bring tax certainty, promote ease of business and honour the Indian taxpayers. She said the new income tax slabs have brought in simplification. Mr. Sitharaman said the Finance Bill proposes to remove certain custom tariffs rate for industrial goods. She said many Indians' exports will become more competitive. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative run-ride hailing service model after Uber and Ola. The Corporation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in a few months, a few very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaw and four-wheeler will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence has signed 2,500 crore rupees contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system, an anti-tank weapon platform and 5,000 light vehicles. The ministry in statement said that the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have an immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. The contracts under the Indian indigenously designed, developed and manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the enduring strategic partnership between India and Russia, stating that it's set to deepen further as both nations navigate a complex geopolitical landscape. He made these remarks addressing Russia and India towards a new bilateral agenda conference hosted by Indian Embassy in Moscow and Russia Council via video message. Dr. Jaishankar further reiterated the ambitious goal of boosting bilateral trade with their set target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. He also emphasized the importance of collaboration in various sectors, including energy, defense, and emerging areas like technology and agriculture. Dr. Jaishankar said the further enhancement of the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia continues to be a shared foreign policy priority. He said that this relationship with deep historic root and long tradition of trust and mutual respect continues to expand and deepen in the backdrop of dynamic world order.